All right, 3:32 the time. I'm Rick Roberts. This is the Court of Public Opinion. Your voice, your opinion, your attitude on the issues of the day. I just was challenged via email about Lincoln. He wasn't a racist. He didn't do anything wrong. He stopped slavery. Okay, I'll tell you the truth about the Emancipation Proclamation in just a second. I'll tell you what I'm worried about. More than illegal immigrants working from sunup to sundown, trying to put food on their table for their family, having left a corrupt country from the top down that we do business with at a federal level. I'll tell you what I'm more concerned with than them. You know, if you stand back, if you can possibly do that, stand back from your own bias. And by the way, don't say I'm not biased. Yes, you are. We all are. Stand back from your own bias. You know, get rid of the blinders, the tunnel vision, and look at the big picture. I'm more afraid of our federal government and what they've done to turn this country into a nanny state. I'm more afraid of that than people simply coming here to put food on the table for their kids. What are you talking about, Rick? This is the land of the free, home of the brave. Well, it was until Washington decided, you know what? All we have to do is make all the 300 million people in this country somehow, some way, at some level, dependent on federal government, and we got them. Certainly have their vote. Won't get pushback if sustenance is coming from us. What am I talking about? I'm talking about all the government programs. The government, as I've told you 1,000 times, has no money. They can't give anybody anything in cash or in the form of a program without first taking it from someone else. Probably you. You know what EBT is? Electronic Benefit Transfer? Why'd we even go to EBT? No, I don't want to do the food stamps. Don't want to do the welfare checks. It hurts their self-esteem. It's polarizing. It pulls them out of the crowd. Give them a credit card. Call it EBT. What am I more afraid of than illegal immigration? The federal government and their own programs.
EBT is basically about electronic benefit transfer, and it's basically about welfare and having children and just for the state, so the state of California can pay for WIC, GR, food stamps. Daycare. If you want EBT, the state of California is the best place to get your money. They'll pay you the most. And yeah, it's like $221 for GR and about $179 for food. That's for each person. So, yeah. You get free daycare, you get free food, you can go to fast food restaurants now. Domino's Pizza is accepting EBT. McDonald's, I haven't saw a sign for McDonald's. Subway, you can take your EBT card. Like, you get $221 in cash. You get free daycare, so if you have four kids or six kids, you get money for free daycare. So all of them go to daycare. Most people, they have their friend as the daycare person, and they split the money. I heard all about it. And they split the money for that, and then you have the cash that they give you, and then the lights and gas and the free home. I mean, who would want to work in America? This is what the taxpayers are paying for.
Who would want to work in America? That's what the taxpayers are paying for. Well, what does that say to you? Just the words are bad enough. But the mindset is, it's okay. This is what the taxpayers are paying for. There's not a problem. Remember what she said? This is how you get your money. The mindset is, you owe them. Now, who created that mindset? Who created the mindset that someone would say, well, you get four kids, you get this much, you get six kids, you get that much. Basically, they turn children into a cash crop. The federal government did that. Why? For the vote. Politics has become the new theology, the new religion of America. Did you hear any shame in that? Did you hear any accountability in that? No, it was an instructional video originally to help people get money from the federal government. And the federal government wrapped their arms all around that. Why? The more people that do that, the more people they control. Do you see what I'm saying? That scares me much more than somebody coming into the country, a misdemeanor, trying to work, whether it's labor or something else. That concerns me more. That an illegal is an individual. The vast majority of illegals are here just trying to raise their family, go to school, and all that. Well, they broke the law. They broke a misdemeanor. You probably have done that in the last month. Punishable by a $250 fine. You know, that is understandable. What you just heard is not. That's the federal government dumbing people down, controlling people through controlling their lives. You know, forget George Orwell's 1984. That's it. Right there. Reducing having babies to a cash crop and say, hey, just come to the government. We'll take care of you. Your housing, your food, your entertainment, your schooling. We'll take care of it all. We just ask that you go into that little voting booth and check the box that we want you to check. That scares me much more than illegal immigration. All right, let's go to Javier in Dallas. Thank you for waiting. I appreciate it. How you doing?
Yeah, no problem. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I was telling you, producer, I was an illegal worker for 13 years, and now I've been in the United States for 21 years. I've only been without a job for 10 days.
You've been without a job 10 days in 21 years?
Yes. So everybody's saying stuff about not getting a job or anything. I have to say, that's BS.
Okay, well, let me ask you something, Javier. Why have you not worked towards your citizenship?
No, I am a citizen. I've been a citizen since 2015.
Forgive me, I missed that part. So you are a citizen now?
Yes, I was an illegal worker for 13 years.
Okay.
But now I've been a citizen for 8 years, something like that.
What? And are you trying to assimilate into the? Well, you've been here 20 years. I would imagine that you have assimilated into the country, right?
Well, let me tell you, I'm having my first son in May. He's already an NRA member. I'll tell you that. But here's the point that I wanted to make. What I wanted to say was, you want to stop illegal immigration from Mexico? Round up every SOB senator or congressman getting kickbacks from the Mexican government because they're helping cover up all the money that they get from the oil of Mexico, the precious metals of Mexico, the electric power of Mexico, and they are using the dollars going from Mexicans here going back to Mexico to cover up their own bank accounts in Switzerland.
Well, Javier, look, there is no doubt that politicians don't want to stop illegal immigration. You know, they'll throw you a bone once in a while to make you think they might be able to do something. They're never going to do anything. They don't want to. It's a cottage industry. Well, listen, Javier, I'm glad that you're now a U.S. citizen. You know, that's what it's all about. I mean, at this point, if you're going to be a realist, you got to look towards D.C. and say, hey, there's too many people getting rich off this. They're not going to stop it. So the only way to stop it is bring it back to a state level, the border states. Codify the federal law and say, okay, we're going to enforce our own border. And the illegals that are already here, unless they have a criminal background, the criminals got to go, the MS-13 and all the rest, they got to go. That's a lot more doable than trying to cut a swath through the United States with 11, 15, 20 million people. If you're contributing to society, you're working, going to school, all right, we're going to give you residency. I won't use the word amnesty because that sends people into a spiral and, you know, they lose their minds. Call it residency. Not a citizen, so you can't vote, but you can work towards it if you want and assimilate into the country. I appreciate the call, Javier. Thank you very much. It's that EBT thing gives me nightmares because that's not an illegal. That's not a foreign country. That's not an invading army. That's not a terrorist. That's the federal government that created that. You know, the girl that's speaking on that, she didn't come up with that on her own. She didn't start that policy. She didn't pass that legislation. Like the illegals, she's simply taking advantage of something the politicians did. Man, if that didn't scare you to death, why would anybody want to work in America? That's what the taxpayers are paying for. Do you realize what kind of mindset it takes to even make that statement?
Saturday, April 28th, it's WeatherCon 2018.
Presented by McRoof.us.
Featuring WBAP's own Brad Barton.
WFAA's Pete Delkus.
Storm Chasers and more.
It's free and brought to you in part by
Newspray
and Willard Heating and Air.
WeatherCon 2018 at Frontiers of Flight Museum.
For more info, go to WBAP.com/WeatherCon.
WBAP.com/WeatherCon.
You know, with the lowest prices of the spring at Allied Siding and Windows, time to march into some savings. If you're ready to update your home siding, or you're just thinking about it, wondering about the benefits, call the experts at Allied Siding and Windows. They're the folks to call. I've been talking about them for a long time. Listen, the whole home replacement siding package includes all new James Hardy siding. That's kind of a big deal right there. The trim, the overhang, everything, starting at $150 a month. Now, James Hardy siding, why is it such a big deal? Well, 1,400 style and color combinations for your dream home look, long-lasting durability, resist rot, wind, fire, UV, pest, and yes, that damaging Texas hail, siding you can love for years. And when it comes to the right company, you know, I'm a bit biased because I know these guys very, very well. They don't do any hard sell. That's not the way they operate. They're great people. Allied has had the same name and phone number for 30 years. They install more Hardy Plank replacement siding in Texas than anyone else. A-plus rating with a BBB. Well, I could go on. But tell them I sent you. Get a $500 Amazon certificate with a whole home siding purchase. You also get 100% financing, zero down, zero interest for 18 months. Take maybe 30 seconds to set up a 30-minute estimate. They'll come out, look around, take some measurements, give you some options, then they'll leave you alone to make up your own mind. Give them a call, 972-888-9988. That's 972-888-9988. Allied Siding and Windows. They're affordable, they're local, and they're reliable.
Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Dallas-Fort Worth area attorneys online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Dallas, Fort Worth, and St. Louis. Cordell & Cordell, a partner men can count on.
Turn out the light, honey.
I can't. I'm scared.
Of what?
Ed.
Ed, also known as ED, is terrifying men everywhere. Every time they get into bed with their partner and turn off the light, Ed shows up and prevents men from performing at their best.
Fortunately, the board-certified physicians at Boston Medical Group offer a breakthrough treatment that works 98% of the time, including for men who can't take prescription ED pills. Their personalized custom blend of the latest FDA-approved medications has helped millions of men overcome their fear of ED in just one office visit. Right now, Boston Medical Group is running an incredible limited-time offer. The first 50 callers get a complete ED evaluation for just $95. That's a $400 savings. Get rid of ED or ED. Call 800-947-3300. That's 800-947-3300. 800-947-3300. Or visit bostonmedicalgroup.com.
Four chances for you to win $1,000 each weekday.
$1,000 every weekday.
$1,000 every weekday.
$1,000 every weekday.
It's the Workday Payday
on News Talk 820.
WBAP.
All right, 3:47 the time. You know, this was not intended to be a sky is falling show. But folks, the nation hangs in the balance. Your kids' future, certainly their kids' future. And the Democrats have you right where they want you. Liberalism, and I've said this many times, liberalism run amok, unchecked, will kill you and a nation just as sure as a round from, as the kids put it, an assault rifle. And the Democrats are playing right into it. Remember Dirty Harry Reid? Remember Dirty Harry? Went home for a holiday and got in a tussle with one of his family members, wearing shades from then on. He made up the story. A weight fell on him in the weight room. Have you seen Harry Reid? I don't think he can even spell Jim. But having said that, he left a multimillionaire. Now, how did he do that? I know what these guys make. How does he do that? Well, Rick, I believe the politicians, you know, they want the country to survive. They want us to be safe and secure. What are you talking about, Rick? I don't agree. Harry?
Remember, had we done comprehensive immigration reform, we wouldn't be having this issue. And everyone here, the border is secure. Martin Heinrich talked to the caucus today. He's a border state senator. He said he can say without any equivocation, the border is secure.
The border is secure. That's like me saying, hey, coming up at 5 o'clock, I'll be jumping off the American Airlines Center because I can fly. How stupid must these people think we are? All right, Bob in Irving. Bob, thank you for waiting. Thanks for your patience. How you doing? Hello, Bob.
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Can you hear me?
I got you fine.
Okay, you know, it's very interesting. You talk about taking down the statues, and, you know, if they want to take them all down, take down Martin Luther King and all of them, and, you know, let's just forget about history. And, you know, as one professor told me at one time, the only thing we learn from history is we learn absolutely nothing from history.
Okay, say that again. The only thing we learn from history is we learn absolutely.
Nothing.
Get that. I don't understand
okay.
that.
We don't learn from history because we keep repeating it. You know, look at what they're doing right now to, the government controlled all the people in Germany. Look what happened to the Jews and that group of people. If you, they took away all the guns, so people could not defend themselves. And what happened? The only people who had guns was the government, which is the very thing that they're fighting for right now. They're trying to take away guns from people so they can't defend themselves.
But this is so much, but forgive me for stepping in, but this is so much larger than guns. I mean, this is a total mindset that has washed over America where people think they have a right for their very existence, the very sustenance from you if you're working. And the government did that. They didn't do that.
Well, you know, you also once said that when 56% of the people are on the takes from the government, the people who are working can never vote them out. And I think we're quickly coming to that point where the people who are working can no longer, can't vote the people out who are doing this. When Paul robs Peter to pay Paul, it doesn't take very long before there's no hope for anybody to try to repeal this stuff.
Well, and, you think about it for a second, Bob. What is the, I mean, generally speaking, what's the platform for Republicans? They want to give you opportunity, not cash and a credit card and a house and food and an education. They want to give you opportunity. Now, what you do with it is up to you. You know, if you're sleeping till noon, walking to the check once a month, or to the mailbox once a month to pick up a check, there's not much they can do for you. And those are generally people, or very young, those are generally people that hate Republicans. You want old people to eat Alpo. Where'd they get that? You know, the benefits are there for the old folks. But that's generally, I mean, if I had to sum it up in a sentence, you know, that's what Republicans offer, an opportunity. Not a guarantee, but an opportunity. What's the Democratic base? How much stuff can I give you to get your vote? Very clear to me. And, of course, when you have a situation with no rules, regulations, guidelines, parameters, do whatever you want as long as it's okay with you. As long as you have that, you're going to have corruption. You're going to have liberalism run amok. You know, that's why ex-Supreme Court justices, get rid of the Second Amendment. It's old, like me. We don't want to. Hello? A former Supreme Court justice calls for the repeal of the Second Amendment. We still have guns in this country? It's insane. Please don't tell me, well, the Republicans aren't progressive enough. The Democrats want to give us free education. They want to give those that can't help themselves can always count on the Democrats. Really? They can count on the Democrats taking from one person, giving to another. If you look up income redistribution, there's the Democratic Party right there. How do 535 people sitting in the District of Columbia, the nation's capital, think that they can make decisions for 300 million of us? You know what I want? I want public referendums on everything. Well, Rick, that would be too much trouble. More trouble than rounding up on 22 million people? 11, 15 million people? No, it wouldn't. All you would do is take the teeth out of politicians. But think about that. 100 senators, 435 U.S. reps, 535 people make all the decisions for 300 million. No wonder this country's so corrupt.